Cool Tech, 35, July 6, 2005. I'm Larry Skudkun here with Liz. We're going to show you how to read a menu.
Read a menu? You're nuts. You're absolutely nuts, dude.
Thank you. Because there's a right way and a wrong way. Yes, it does.
Is this how you go on? Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, the park is hot, 98. And on Friday, more sunshine, high 98.
Hi. Served over steam rice with French bread, includes a large drink for $6.50. Here's the menu. Oh, I didn't realize there was a place to eat. Okay.
I tell you what, anything you'd like to taste, we'll get free samples. That way you're guaranteed to like what you're gonna eat.
Okay.
They have...
They're supposed to be putting our menu on your all's internet.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really? Okay. This is, the appetizers are black and blue dip, a spicy mixture of our rich and creamy corn. Okay. I know I'm going to say it wrong. C-H-O-U-X. Chou?
Something like that.
How do you say that? C-H-O-U-X. Is it pronounced with a K or it's a Ch?
Ch.
Okay, Ch. Black beans, blue cheese, and nacho chips. They have spinach and artichoke. A delicious blend of artichoke heart, spinach leaves, minced garlic, Parmesan cheese, served with our toasted bread. Crawfish cheese dip. Louisiana crawfish tails slowly simmer in our cheesy étouffée sauce with plenty of warm chips. Okay, the Cajun classics are jambalaya, tender chicken and smoked sausage slowly simmer with colossal onions, green peppers, Cajun spices, and long grain rice. They have red beans and rice. Fresh sausage, onions, and peppers are delicately simmered in olive oil, then added to our slow-cooked red beans. They have gumbo, a rich and hearty soup thickened with our homemade brown roux, chicken, sausage, and fresh vegetables served generously with a scoop of white ice. Étouffée, you choose either chicken, shrimp, or crawfish, and we'll smother it with our warm gravy that's loaded with flavor. Okay, they have New Orleans dishes, Creole, fresh vegetables, and a dash of Chablis. Soap slowly simmer with southern spices and a tangy red sauce and smother over your choice of either chicken or shrimp. They have drunken chicken, shredded chicken slowly marinating Cajun spices with olive oil, stewed tomatoes, and lots of beer. Sausage Italiano, Italian sausage simmered in olive oil and added to our tangy Creole sauce and a dash of red wine. And they have a vegan. If you're a vegetarian, are you in for a treat? Ask us what's available.
Okay.
Okay. We have daily specials. We may have one or two of the following dishes available for you today. Cajun meatloaf, bayou chicken stew, eggplant campanada, drunken pizza, Cajun pork roast. These dishes are available on select days whenever our chef has time, so stick around and drop in often to experience all that we have to offer. And they have their drinks are Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, Barks Root Beer, Pib Extra Lemonade, Freshly Brewed Iced Tea. Then they have draft beers, imported beers, and voodoo beers.
Well, what's a voodoo beer?
But we don't have it in yet. We just got the beer today.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
When did you open?
Oh, we opened a week ago Friday.
Has business been any good so far?
Well, it's just starting to catch on.
So it's just, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't think people know you're open yet, probably.
A lot of people are. We haven't had a grand opening, but we had a little
Okay.
It smells delicious in here.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to get?
I'm either going to do the red beans and rice or the crawfish etouffee. What about you?
Mm.
Is that your sausage? Is that real Louisiana sausage?
It's a smoked sausage.
Okay.
Okay. I'll take the jambalaya, I guess. Or do I want... What's the succotash? Is that like...
Vegetarian
dish.
That
is? Okay.
I thought it was like corn and lima beans.
Is it like
beans?
Corn and lima beans in there?
No,
is that
Brussels
right?
Brussels beans, red beans, corn.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I think you're going to get the red beans and rice? Or
yeah,
what?
I think I will, yeah.
Are you going to get the etouffee?
Favorites.
Is it?
I'll take the jambalaya.
That is another favorite.
I hope it's not spicy, spicy hot.
And in fact, those two, the top two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something to drink for you all?
Is your tea, is it?
Unsweetened.
It's unsweetened?
We're sweetened on the sugar. You can get two glasses and sweeten it warm if you want.
Yeah, I'll have water.
I'll do the tea.
Tea.
This is the sound. It's like that sweet tea.
I know. I tell them they should sweeten bitter because everybody.
Yeah, everybody was because the sugar just settles at the bottom. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
It's fine. Don't know anything.
Now, are you working on your Cajun accent?
Am I?
Yeah.
I can't get
you pay her.
Accent.
It's $11.50.
You take a debit card?
Yes, sir.
So we just have our own cups. Is that
yourself.
What's the name of this place?
It's Gumbo Agogo.
Okay. $11.50 Gumbo Agogo on the 6th. All right, thank you. Okay. All right.
Right. There's your starting.
Okie dokie.
Keep the top, and you can have the bottom. There you go.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you
going
to enjoy
it?
I had
a brew that we had.
Oh, they sell it?
So. This is pretty in here. I guess
Oh, you think it's left over from there?
Yeah.
Now, did they open up somewhere else, I wonder?
They have beads and stuff, I think.
Not quite like the Mio Mayo jambalaya, huh? Are you tired? Well, what was that, Tuesday night? Or, I mean, Monday night? We went to bed like at 8:30 or something? We're getting old, Lizzie Mae.
Oh, tired. All that traveling that I did.
Yeah.
You know it?
Yeah, you went a lot of miles that day.
I know, it's a short period of time.
You're deep driving, though, didn't you?
I know it. Shoot, I was there and back within 8 hours. That was the best thing.
And we can fly if you want to when we go down to Arkansas for Kristen.
No. I'm alright.
No, what we ought to do is rent something fun like a Corvette or something.
I don't think they even do those,
dude. You don't think so?
And the lion.
Red
beans.
Thank you, ma'am.
All the hot sauce in the middle of the table. My name's Sheila. If you need any more and drink or anything, I'll be happy to help you.
Okay, thank you, Sheila.
You're welcome.
There's
some bread in there, too.
Yeah. What was that we got at the Louisiana booth besides the red beans and rice? We got another package or something.
Gumbo.
How was it?
Well, just your table's out in Memphis. I brought you some extra.
Okay.
They're to your left.
Spicy as this, isn't it?
No one's ever tried.
I've only had crawfish, but it's basically like all the other stuff. It's fried with onions and peppers and with rice and some kind of sauce on it. I don't know how they make the sauce. I should know what etouffee means. My mama told me. I don't remember. Well, the NFB convention's been a good one this year. Went to a really interesting...
How's everything?
It's excellent.
It's great.
Good.
Did you say we could have a sample of something?
You can have a sample whatever you want. You can tell me I'm right out.
I'd love to try a little bit of your gumbo.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know if I like the crawfish.
We'll do the shrimp.
Because I don't like familiar.
You know me?
You're Southern.
I did too.
Did y'all know each other?
What year? Did you graduate?
Too long ago.
I did in 79, or I would have in 79.
You know Teresa Meeks? Or Teresa Morris? What's your name?
Liz. It was Ryan's then.
Where's your Ryan?
No, that was her last name,
Ryan.
That was
her last name. It was Ryan.
Well, my sister went to seven.
What's her name?
Teresa Morris.
What is your name?
Sheila.
Sheila Morris. You know, I can't remember that far back. But you know, I would know the face.
She was an RN, and she had a patient to die on her.
Are you the owner, Sheila?
No, my son is part owner.
Oh.
And the chef is the other owner.
Oh, we see. Oh, neat. It's nice to have some ethnic food around the neighborhood like this.
Well, good.
Whereabouts did y'all live at out there? I lived on that Washington Road.
Oh, my God.
I used to.
I bet you know Barbara Hallway.
I don't know.
Any of those followers? Billy?
You know, the name sounds familiar.
Becky and Lisa.
Whereabouts do they live at?
5,000 before you get to the store on the left.
You mean down there close to Preston?
Or the other goes across the street. Not down there. Now, what's the road?
Preston?
Is it the same street?
Oh, no, I didn't know. I live further down by Preston.
Okay, she lives. Almost to the end. It was 5,000 before you get to the store.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
On the left.
Yeah, I didn't know them. No, I just knew people in the other end of it. We rode out there the other day. First time I've been out there in about 20 years. Yeah, and it's like, oh my gosh, the farm's not there. The farm's all gone and everything.
Everything is the city there now.
It is.
We started getting deer in my backyard, and I live on the same street as the Walmart.
Okay.
My backyard starts getting deer in, and I'm like, what is going on? And then the next thing I know, we got 500 houses on the hill. I'm out watching the road, so all the deer hit me.
Yeah.
So they were all out in the subdivision.
So whereabouts did y'all live at there?
I'm sorry?
Whereabouts did you all live at in Oklahoma?
In Oklahoma, we lived right at Raven Horn and Briar Cliff and Pine Rock.
Okay, by the post, not too far from the post office.
Right.
Yeah.
On bar.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm
just about there. Kim Cottrell and Marquita, they were part of the sisters. Terry Turner.
No, yeah, with some girls, a girl named like Peggy Hodgson. I think she's. Oh, I'll open this book for you. And, oh my gosh, I can't even remember.
Our Bessie Smith. Yeah, I lived in Harvard.
Sheila, no, what was her name? I cannot think of her name. Suzanne Jones.
Oh.
And we were the good
high school buddy.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
No, I think we're fine.
Yeah, thank you.
Anything, holler at one.
Alrighty.
Jason's my son.
Okay.
He's over there, and I'll be checking
on his cheesecake. Oh, well, we may try some of that.
Okay. And I'll bring you that gumbo thing when you said you want to try.
Crawfish is just going to be looking at me.
No, it's just the meat.
I'm right here.
They're going to be looking at you and scowling. You know what, babe? As big as Louisville is, that's pretty funny.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to the same high school and her sister in the same year as you. You hear that like down in Hope, Arkansas. I think I know you. Dick's wife. She the other Southern too. Down there with Mike because I wanted to, you know, get him to go through the exhibit hall and look at all the different kinds of products and see what was going on there because he never had been around blindness or anything like that. So he really seemed interested. He was asking a lot of questions. He's a nice kid.
How old is he?
He's 30. He's getting married in October. Mm-hmm. a really good programmer, too. No, thank you. I might be willing to try some cheesecake if you want to split one. Or do they have any other kinds of desserts as well?
Might be, yeah.
The other day when we were at the exhibit hall, did you happen to notice how much those globes were? Mm-hmm. You might say on their brochure, though. Mm-hmm.
Why did you get a brochure?
Remember, you picked one up. You fussed at me because it wasn't brown. Mm. Well, if you want to get some more of that soap, I think if that hall is only open like 2 hours tomorrow and 2 hours Friday, like from noon to two or something like that.
I like these bows.
I do too. Do they have designs on them or anything?
No, they're just white.
They're good size, too.
Good ice cream bows.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I want some of that chocolate-covered cherry ice cream. You probably made it all by now, though, haven't you?
No. I think there's enough for one other person.
No, thanks.
You want
to
split cheesecake?
I do.
I'll be right back.
Okay, you need some money?
They have a turtle one and a banana foster.
You want to get one of each? Split
no.
them? You choose. I like, they both sound good. I've never tried a banana foster one. Okay. I think we should.
We can call it in if we need to. But I mean, it didn't take very long at all.
Yeah, they've got it all made already.
I like this floor.
What is it?
Things
and bits and bumps and everything on it. Mm-hmm.
They had it painted, and it's painted orange. And I mean, you
can
paint it, you know, a different color, and it looks good, you know?
That's what we should do with our basement, I guess.
Or it's a bright orange? Or a terracotta kind of orange?
It's kind of like a, well, it's an orange. The orange go with the yellow and the purple and the black, you know? This little place we eat lunch at, it's called Tiffany's Cellar, and it's like in the basements in the cellar place. And they painted theirs like a beige, you know, like a, oh, what is it? Almost like a tan, not tan color, it was a different color.
Thank you. Need some more drink here?
No, I think we're good.
Thank you.
But they stencil on it, I think it was like a greenish, a real light green, smoky green color. Hmm. And then like tan, they kind of like stencil some things on the floor.
Oh, is that right? Had different little patterns.
Yeah.
Well, I told you what my mom did their sidewalk and front porch, right?
That's good. Uh-uh.
You know, it was just regular concrete, and she painted stones on it.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So it looks like a stone walk. Mm-hmm. Terracotta color with a, I forget what color she painted the mortar.
This
is, well, don't be such a pig over there.
I'm from here.
That is different.
Do you like it?
I do like it.
I like it. You dropped the best part on the table.
That sauce, like a maple kind of flavor?
Like a caramel, isn't it?
Yeah, caramel. I guess that's what it is. I'm glad we got this.
It's nice and creamy, too.
Bedtime.
Who makes the cheesecake? Who makes the cheesecake?
We just get it in from the supplier.
Oh, really? That is really good.
It sure is.
I've never had it before. That is really good.
Yeah, but I'm making a lot of specialty desserts. Yeah, she makes really good banana pudding.
Really?
That's
good.
That's country style.
Okay. Well, then you gotta get your coffee pot in here.
Yeah.
You gotta get that coffee. I mean, you need a coffee pot in here.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Because, see, I drink coffee all day long. So we could. But it was good.
It was very good.
I told someone earlier, they said they would sit down and have a cup of coffee with me when I took a break, and I said, well, I have to go next door to buy you a cup, and I would.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, I'll go buy you a cup.
Yeah.
But no, we'll probably get a pot because it's not first one.
You have to get that chicory flavored coffee, too.
There you go. That's all finished. Let me tell you, once some good coffee. Oh my gosh, I wish I could get you guys. My mother in law lives in Germany.
Yeah.
And it's the best coffee you ever. You haven't drank good coffee.
Now, I don't know. I go to Bolivia.
Oh, well, then you have.
And they had, you know, yeah, I woke up one morning and I was thinking, where do I smell that coffee?
What did they do to ours? We have no richness to it at all.
And when I looked out the back, well, the person that was with me, well, that stayed there, that owns, well, he runs the school, he said, go look out the back door. And I went and opened the back door up and there's this big wooden bow about this big around, you know, just a big bow, and it had coffee, roasted coffee in it. The cook had roasted him his coffee.
Don't get any fresher than that.
I mean, it's like, oh my God. And I could kick myself in the butt for not bringing some home, because he told me I could.
I take a suitcase for a few clothes. And then I buy some on there, but
yeah, that's the way I do it.
Mostly pack one full of coffee and candy from Germany. Oh my gosh, I love it. I've been there 4 times.
Well, my daughter-in-law's mother's from Germany.
I mean, you can send her $20 and she can send you back way more than you can buy here.
Oh, yeah.
Even close to $20. And even pay for postage out of it.
Oh, my.
Big difference.
Yeah.
I need to send
you
some money and
let
us
know.
Well, we appreciate
y'all
stopping in.
Yeah. Oh,
we'll be back.
We'll be back. It's good. Thank you. What time do you all open? Oh.
Yeah, we usually open around 11 a.m.
I wanted to get the menu.
Okay, yeah.
So, I'll just grab one from
the
table there.
Okay, because he works at the printing house right down here.
Oh, yeah, we would love to get one, you know, printed in Braille. We're trying to get it on the internet. And they said if we took it to the school up there,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
they would put it on there for us.
Well, you know, I work next door to the school at the printing house, and they've been printing menus for people in the neighborhood for free.
Oh, really?
So just well, I'll mention something to them and see if they can do it.
We would be willing to, you know, pay or donate or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll send some people over there for lunch here.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't expensive.
Not at all.
You know what?
How much was the cheesecake?
$2, believe it?
Oh, wow.
I mean, if you would have went someplace else to get that.
Yeah, you're talking $5, yeah.
That cheesecake was delicious.
It was just enough.
Uh-huh.
At least for me.
I'm not miserable.